from this morning, two customers without masks.
Did you tell them to stick a mask on?
I said that they had an exemption, so...
Yeah,
there's nothing you can do.
When they say they've got an exemption, do you have to ask for proof, or can I just get away with it?
I'm not prepared to go into detail with people. I make sure they use gel. If nobody uses gel, they don't come in, full stop.
Mm.
Because that's hard work for us, because everything has to go away for 72 hours. So,
aside from those two people, how have your customers dealt
been
with it?
Absolutely lovely. Mm. Absolutely lovely. They've usually gelled as they're coming up the road, and I'm going, no, don't worry, there's something here. Because they see it written on the explanation on the window, and so they're gelling outside when they could gel inside.
Mm. So prior to this, were people refused prior to today?
I've had two refusals. All the time we've been open, I've had two refusals.
Good. What were they saying?
Didn't like using it, so I offered them hand washing facilities, which I have as well.
Did they use them?
No.
So what did you do with them? Showed them the excerpt?
Yes.
Wow. Yeah, it's bizarre.
There's
just
a lot of stock in here.
Yeah. So you were saying, like, yeah, obviously much of your stock you've got to pick up and feel.
That's it.
Afterwards, do you put it in quarantine and lock it away
no,
or something?
Because you've hand gelled. You're not allowed to put clothes against you. I have no changing room now. I've removed that. So if they take items home to try them on, they buy them, they take them home. If they don't fit, they come back in the bag they bought them in, and that bag is put away for 72 hours at least.